It was a good holiday season for retailers. Sales up 4.9%, according to MasterCard's Spending Plus report. Of course, that means that Amazon also had a great month. The company said in a statement that it was, quote, a record holiday shopping season. But this morning, President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, why is the United States Post Office, which is losing many billions of dollars a year while charging Amazon and others so little to deliver their packages, making Amazon richer and the post office dumber and poorer should be charging more, exclamation point, end quote. Well, Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. And hi, Mike. 2017 isn't quite over yet, is it?
Hi, Magna. You got that whole tweet in one breath there. That's impressive.
Going out with a flare here. Okay. So let's break down what the president has tweeted out here. What does he mean by he thinks Amazon is not paying the Postal Service enough to ship its packages?
Well, this has been an issue that some people on Wall Street and in the money management community have brought up. In particular, a fund manager named Josh Sanbolte made some waves earlier this year by claiming in a Wall Street Journal opinion piece that he believed the Postal Service was undercharging Amazon. He cited an analysis by Citigroup that said if the costs were fairly allocated, on average, parcels would cost about $1.46 more on average to deliver. So the post office is required by law to charge customers at least the cost of their costs for delivering packages. But it is true that they consistently lose money in large part because of the cost for retiree health insurance and pensions and that sort of thing. And the way the mail, the composition of the mail in the age of the internet has changed dramatically so that it's less first-class mail, letters and postcards, that sort of things, right, and a lot more packages. And it's very hard to sort out what costs what.
I was curious. Sorry, Mike, just to jump in here. I was curious, like, is the post office charging Amazon bulk rates or, you know, because there are, we're talking like millions of packages here.
Right. I mean, and it's important to point out that Amazon ships so many packages that it uses a wide variety of shippers, including the post office, FedEx, UPS, local regional services. The estimate is that about 40% of the shipments are through the regular post office, at least in past years. And it's hard to know exactly. Again, it's hard to break down those costs per package and know exactly what each one's cost because your mailman delivers letters and postcards and packages all at once. So it's a very tricky thing to say for sure.
Okay, so to this part where the president says should be charging much more, that process, though, has to go through a commission, though, right?
Right. Well, you know, Amazon has a special relationship with the post office. It was part of the reason why the post office started more weekend deliveries. I think this tweet from President Trump raises a number of questions about that. I think there's going to be further scrutiny of it. And it wouldn't be surprising if there is, you know, some decision on how to handle this.
You know, my thought is we saw Amazon do some last mile stuff this season, too, with Amazon Flex. So it may just only be a matter of time before they stop using the Postal Service altogether. But hey, that's my prediction for, I don't know, 2020. We'll see. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Always great to have you and Happy New Year, Mike.
You too, Magna. Thank you.